This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. How do you do? Nice to have you on board with us. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. Victoria has managed to escape our clutches for the day, but we'll find her tomorrow. In the meantime, speaking of finding things, Jennifer, as she trolls through the news of her native, she and I are both in California at the moment, and so I'm looking around at the local stories, and a lot of them, you know, the usual, because this is a company town, a lot of them focus on the industry. So the fact that Kevin Hart was hurt in a car crash over the weekend, I guess, is fairly big news. So you can, this was in the hills of Malibu, looks like.
Yeah, Calabasas is the place. And that's where a lot of celebrities live now, outside of Malibu. Calabasas is where the Kardashians live. So, of course, it's
the other side of the hill, as it were.
Yeah, it's in the San Fernando Valley. So Kevin Hart and two others were involved in a car crash that we're finding out more about today in Calabasas. It happened on Sunday, according to the Highway Patrol. They have an incident report that's been filed and picked up by all kinds of media outlets. The driver was Jared Black. Kevin Hart was in the car. There was also someone else involved. And they're saying that Hart and the driver both sustained major back injuries and were transported to nearby hospitals for treatment. Black was driving Hart's 1970 Plymouth Barracuda. According to the report, when he lost control of the vehicle, it went off the road and it rolled down an embankment. Two of the three occupants of the car were trapped inside the vehicle. Kevin Hart actually left the scene to go back to his house to get medical attention. Patrol officers determined that the driver was not under the influence of alcohol at the time of the collision. The third occupant was very lucky. He did not suffer any substantial injuries. So that's the good news. He bought this car, Kevin Hart, and you would love this car. It's like a beautiful blue Plymouth. Yeah. Yeah. He bought it back on July 4th as a 40th birthday gift to himself. He posed with it quite a bit on Instagram. This was always part of his posting. In an Instagram post on Saturday, he wrote that he was happy not to be traveling over the holiday weekend. He said, being home makes me happy. Enjoy your weekend, people. Live, love, laugh. And that was the last post before he went off this road. Jeez.
Well, you got to be careful. Those roads are windy, man. You go too fast on those roads, you're cruising for a bruising.
I know you don't like him, Doug, but a lot of people think he's very funny and he's got a lot of fans. And just seeing the pictures of the car, I mean, they had to saw the roof off because it was completely flat. The tires are basically splayed out on the side. I mean, everyone, at this point, we don't know how bad his back injury is.
And they're being kind of vague about his very bad back injuries.
Which always makes me a little bit more nervous when they don't actually say what's wrong with somebody, but it always makes me think that maybe it's a bit worse. But everyone is lucky to be alive. I can't believe that everyone survived that.
You look at that, and it is a warning. Yet people drive such crazy. I was to reflect on it, sort of a personal level, driving on the streets around my farm in Massachusetts. I'm out and about all afternoon, usually, and sometimes into the early evening, on tractors doing work on the farm or in fields around the farm. And it has always been a problem, but now I said something. I called the city councilor that represents my district, who is also a friend, and we were talking about the traffic on the road and how people have found, this is a narrow country road, middle of basically nowhere, people have found it as a shortcut from one town to another. So during drive time in the morning and the afternoon, it is mayhem. And the speed limit on the street is 20 miles an hour. And the tractor will do 19, 20 miles an hour, depending on how much I've got it throttled up. And I find people all the time, especially now, to the point where I'm actually worried sometimes about approaching cars, especially because they don't have any knowledge. That people don't know about farms. They don't know about the equipment. And they'll go by you, and they don't want to slow down. They'll pass you on a yellow line on a curb. They'll blow their horn at you. They'll yell at you. They'll give you the finger. It's really the point that I'm making here is how rude drivers are and how self-centered many drivers are. And that leads to, I'm not saying that was the case here, but it leads to lots of accidents, especially that road I know in Malibu is a windy, curvy, dangerous road. And in the middle of the night, it's even more because there's no street lights. We're talking about in the middle of basically nowhere. You have to go far over the hill in order to find a residence. There aren't many people that live between Malibu and on the other side, Calabasas. You won't find many homes there. I remember going to the Will Gear Theater up there once. You know where that is, Jennifer?
I've never been there, but I've heard of it. It's supposed to be really nice.
It is. But it's one of the
few. Hard to get to, though, right?
Yeah, it's hard to get to. That's one of the few things that you find if you go over the hill from one side to the other.
Yeah.
So anyway, being careful. Labor Day weekend, people coming back from their trips. The traffic will be awful. And it's just be careful. What is it the guy said from Hill Street Blues? Be careful out there. Another name in the news from the entertainment world, Matthew McConaughey, is heading back to college. He is joining the faculty at his alma mater, the University of Texas, down in Austin. He graduated with a film degree from there in 1993. He's going to teach the script-to-screen class at the...
Why not get it from him?
Right.
Sure.
He's been a visiting professor at the university for the past 4 years. They announced the news of him becoming a professor on Twitter, along with a photo of him and several students in a classroom. In recognition of his professional pedigree and personal investment in student success, Matthew McConaughey has been appointed a Texas Moody Professor of Practice, according to the tweet. McConaughey also is going to continue to teach the script to screen, but that's not what it says. It says scripto screen class, but I'm guessing that pretty much everybody can figure that out. So that's the story on Matthew McConaughey. Kind of cool. Now, here's something else. We were talking about the lady whose brother got in trouble, the young woman who's great as an Olympian, and the only reason you'd know about the brother getting into trouble was because he's related to her. So this is a sort of a like story in the people department. How many of you remember Sirhan Sirhan? That name just is mentioned on its own without connection to anything. Do you know who Sirhan Sirhan is, Jennifer?
Only because I saw the story today.
But
before that, no. Ring a bell. But
Karen,
no,
I
was not alive, so.
No, right. This happened before you were alive.
Yeah, the name would be vaguely familiar, but I couldn't tell you if it was, you know, I couldn't tell you what he really did or if he was a rock star or something. You know, Sirhan Sirhan
right.
is like, what is, yeah, I wouldn't know what that was.
So this is also a byproduct of our bad history or the educational system. It seems to me we don't spend enough time in modern history. I always thought that even when I was a student. I want to know more about, and I want to know ancient history. It's nice to put the pieces together, but it usually is more relevant if we know more recent history. For those of you who don't remember, Sirhan Sirhan was the one who killed Robert F. Kennedy. And he's been in jail for all these years. And apparently, for whatever the reason, somebody just figured out who he was. And he got stabbed in jail over the weekend. Richard Donovan is the name of the correctional facility. Apparently he was stabbed sometime Friday in one of the yards. Officers, this is a prison down in San Diego County, found him with multiple stab wounds. He went to an outside hospital. He's in stable condition. You know what? I don't even know. Does this sound cruel? This guy doesn't deserve to be alive. He assassinated Robert F. Kennedy during the presidential campaign in 1968. You know, under the circumstances, I was kind of surprised after it was all over that he that he really didn't get the death penalty, frankly. If anything, Robert F. Kennedy was more revered than either of the other Kennedys, than John or certainly Teddy. But the fact that this guy, there were a lot of people around Robert F. Kennedy, an Olympic gold medalist named Rayford Johnson, Rosie Greer, the football player, George Plimpton, the author, Jimmy Breslin, the columnist, all these people around him. He was convicted. Sirhan was convicted, sentenced to death, but the sentence was commuted to life in prison. And nobody explained it then, and nobody has explained it since then, why he wasn't sent to the gas chamber. So, anyway, what is it, getting your just desserts? It's amazing how our system works. It really is. The jurisprudence system, it is so ridiculous. There's so many different variables in it. No consistency. It's crazy stuff. 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret? Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great. Can it help keep you asleep? Yes, it senses our movements and adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year and the last chance to save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, indeed. Victoria is off today. Jen and Kara and Doug. So to sort of underscore what we were just talking about with Sirhan and our focus and how crazy the jurisprudence, the whole legal system in our country is, he was sentenced to death for killing Robert F. Kennedy, and then it was commuted to life in prison. Now, Kara found a story of somebody who has been in jail for 30 years for what, stealing a pizza or something? What did he...
He robbed a bakery and got about $50 worth of money in that robbery. But because of he's from Alabama, and so he was in jail for 36 years, and
Is he black?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But and I guess because of Alabama's three strikes law, he had broken into a vacant service station before that, and because of those things, he was then sentenced to life in prison. But it's just the crazy thing to me is that someone who can be a rapist, who can rape multiple people, who can kill multiple people, won't go to jail for their entire life or won't be sentenced to death. And yet someone like this, who didn't really hurt anyone, goes to jail for 36 years. I don't understand.
Well, it's understandable if you understand how racist the nature is in some sectors of our country.
I don't know if it's racism. I think it's more socioeconomic.
They're maybe
connected.
A little of both. Yeah, connected, yes.
Sometimes.
21 after the hour, DJV time.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an intriguing reality for me.
You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Oh, who's gonna drive you home?
This is one of my favorite pop hits from the 80s. Boston group The Cars with a song that was a huge hit for them called Drive. And so Tim McGraw has decided to cover this song. He's issued a new album. This is his latest music to appear since Thought About You, which came out late last year. He occasionally has been known to put his own spin on a pop song, like he did Tiny Dancer, the Elton John song, and Ryan Adams' When the Stars Go Blue, which got to number four about 10-15 years ago. He said, McGraw said on Twitter, Drive was one we covered in bars back in the day, and it still reminds me of high school.
Have a way of doing that, doesn't it?
That's true. Yep, right. That's maybe, I don't know, I just think this is a fascinating story and the music that goes with it. And this, I'm intrigued by this, actually, Jennifer. I'm not a, you're a big Tim McGraw fan. I don't know much about his career, but let's crank this up a little bit, Kim.
I like it.
I do, too. Yeah. He's all about performing these festivals. He's at the Pepsi Gulf Coast Jam in Panama City, Florida, this past Friday. And he's going to the iHeart Radio Music Festival in Las Vegas on the 20th of this month before he departs to play a string of dates in Australia. But this is...
He has an interesting history. He'll do the regular country stuff, and his albums are primarily country. But every once in a while, he gets these kind of wild hairs where he wants to break the format a bit. He did something with Nelly a while ago, which I thought was really great. And so I like that. I think that's kind of a fun way for him to expand as an artist without completely leaving the country genre like a lot of country singers will do when they move on to a different
Kara,
place.
Kara, if you got, just play a little clip of Tiny Dancer. I want to hear what that, I don't know that version.
Tiny Dancer.
Wow, this is pretty good too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's always has a pretty good range.
Yes. Yeah. Good for him. All right. Well, it's good to vary your shake up the fans a little bit.
Yeah, the usual.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right. Next up, musically, the celebration of their former 30. This I didn't realize the Mavericks been around for 30 years. Huh. Really.
I used to love the original version of this song. I don't like this one as much.
Don't you?
But John Anderson used to do Swingin', and that's the best version. As a kid, I used to love it.
Yeah. Well, this is good, too. I like, I've actually been with John Anderson. I spent a couple of days with him back in the 90s at some event. I went to the Country Music Radio Festival for some reason. I don't remember why. That's when he and I were connected. Anyway, Swingin' topped the charts for Anderson in 1983, went on to earn a CMA Single of the Year nomination. And so the Mavericks said they've loved the song since they first heard it way back when. The lyrics, the delivery. This comes from the lead singer of the Mavericks. What's his name? Malo? Is that it?
That sounds about right. Yeah, yeah. Malo.
All right. So anyway, we kind of like this too. This is two good songs we had here. That's not always the case. I'm not always a big fan of some of the pop music or recent stuff, but this is good. All right, that's it. Music in the focus here on the DJV program at 28 minutes after the hour.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian is now a very strong Category 5 hurricane with winds in excess of 165 miles per hour.
Vice President Mike Pence talking about the powerful Hurricane Dorian, which is battering the Bahamas since late yesterday, but is headed towards the east coast of Florida and likely up to Georgia and the Carolinas.
The President has directed the full resources of the federal government to prepare for response and recovery.
The huge storm at times moving just 1 and 2 miles an hour, which means it could take several days to make any direct impact on the eastern seaboard. Comedian Kevin Hart is said to be recovering from very serious injuries after a car crash near Los Angeles yesterday. He wasn't driving at the time, and alcohol wasn't involved. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Around the country today, September the 2nd, this is the DJV program as we open the chapter. This is the first broadcast day in September 2019. I'm thinking we're all thinking about the summer and what's happened. The time has gone by so quickly. I'm thinking about all the projects that we have on the farm that have yet to be concluded. New roofs on barns and fixing stuff and getting all of the haying done. The weather has been kind of iffy, but that's part of what, you know, you do as a farmer. It has been, you think about the time, I think about Christmas around the corner. I probably should wash my mother with soap, but really, and truly, thanks to you, my son's getting married in 5 weeks from this weekend.
Wow.
I find it, I mean,
how long were they engaged, Doug?
They got engaged after, right after Christmas. I want to say it wasn't Valentine's Day, because Brendan wouldn't fall for that, but it was, you know, around the first of the year, and they've been with each other for a couple of years, so I kind of could feel he's so different. He's changed so much with his. It's really interesting how a person can change you. Not always is that the case, but they get into your. Oh yeah, oh fabulous. Yeah, he's a much happier guy. He's better at work. He's better at everything that he does. So we were talking about how we were going to do the night before, the dinner the night before, My daughter Megan's going to have a party on Friday night, and then I'm going to have a party for them Saturday night. The wedding is on Sunday, and all of the things. She's very clever and works. She's very much like her mother. You know, what's the old expression? Look at the mother and you see the daughter in 30 years. Isn't that paraphrasing it, kind of. Mm-hmm. But I like her mother a lot. I like her father. It's a very good family. It's something that is, it'll be an interesting experience. I think Brandon and I were both talking about how many tears there will be, just because he's like that and I'm like that. He gets that from me. But the things that, will be part and parcel of what they're trying to create around it. And he's, you know, what he wants me to do and how, you know, just putting the pieces together and meeting a lot of the people who are going to be there. For some reason or other, this weekend, in various places, the farmer's market, we met a lot of their friends who are going to be at the wedding. It's neat. Kind of a neat thing. So, but it's around the corner. And I remember when he told me, Dad, I'm going to get married, to Sophie. And I, you know, it seems like yesterday, but it's been 8-10 months or more. It was right around the first of the year. So anyway, but then after that, what do we have? It's Thanksgiving and my birthday, Christmas. I'm going to take a trip over to Israel to help Uri open his new museum. And, you know, it goes on and on. And then we're into the first of the new year. I order my seeds for the garden. And before you know it, you start growing things again. Life goes on. And speaking of that, we have to deal with things. This hurricane, which has knocked everybody on the coast of Florida and across the Bahamas on their butt as it continues to move, it's one of those things hard to predict, and you don't know how long it will last. Could last through the end of the week and where it will go. I think it becomes, other than the size of the hurricane, it's kind of nonsensical to have a conversation about it because you don't know. I mean, the reports are the same.
Well, they have people three different models.
Leave their homes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I mean, in terms of how people react to these things, some people stay, some people go, some people will die, some people will survive. There'll be pictures of dogs on the roof of houses. I mean,
yeah.
You might as well have the same B-roll for every one of these storms because of the same thing. And people.
It is so interesting to me. As someone who lives in a place where there are earthquakes and fires, a lot of times
you said you thought there was an earthquake earlier this morning. I didn't feel it.
I did.
Where I am.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah. Nothing. It just was like a quick shake, and it might have been nothing. Yeah. Someone could have just shook the house. But when you have earthquakes.
The guy who drove into your cellar, yeah.
Yeah, should be right there. Maybe that's what he parked in my living room. It's weird.
Right.
When you have earthquakes, there's no. You can prepare, but there's nowhere to go. Once you have the earthquake, it just happens and you deal with it. With hurricanes, you know that they're coming. We knew that this one was coming for a week, just about.
Yep.
And the fact that people still decide not to go somewhere. There's evacuation centers. I mean, I understand some people aren't fortunate enough to have some place to go, but they have Red Cross centers to go to. There's places that you can go to get out of the way. And the fact that people don't do it, it's mind-boggling to me.
Yep. All right, here's something that will set you on a course of perhaps imminent destruction. Survey is out about how often you change your underwear. 13% of Americans go a week or more without changing their underwear.
What on earth?
Yeah, it's gross. I've seen that. What?
Nearly half of Americans have worn the same pair of underwear for two or more days. This is a survey done by Tommy John, the underwear maker. Out of 1,000 people who responded to this poll, 45% admitted that they had worn the same pair of undies for two or more days. 13% said that they wore the same pair for a week. Conventional wisdom tells us that we ought to change our underwear every day.
Yeah.
Conventional wisdom does.
Underwear is like the thing that gets me to do laundry. It's like other stuff I don't care as much if I wear. Like if I wear a pair of jeans more than once, okay, like whatever, unless I'm getting really dirty. But when I run out of underwear, that's when the laundry happens. Like, Oh, God.
But what is there? What's the magic about once a day, once a week, once an hour?
Once a day is appropriate. And The thing that it gets me is, like, there's times when I've been home and I've been sick. Maybe I haven't showered in a couple of days. I always change my underwear, no matter what. Like, they get changed every single day.
So what is the magic, though, about every day? What is the period?
Otherwise, you're a stinky, filthy person.
Yeah, okay. So you'll be surprised to hear this, ladies. Men are 2.5 times more likely as women.
I know.
Not surprised.
You didn't even have to tell
me. Oh, my God. Men are also the ones who will continue wearing their boxers even when they have, like, giant holes in them. I just...
Excuse me.
Men are gross.
What's wrong with wearing boxers with holes
in them? That's just air conditioning.
Yeah.
No. And no. No excuses.
Is a picture I'm looking at as I do look around at all of the various sources that we use every day for kind of nosing around to see what's going on. There's the weirdest looking creature. Have you seen? Just Google anybody who's listening.
I don't have my makeup on yet. Leave me alone.
No. There's a creature that was found off the coast of Alaska that is the weirdest looking creature. It's like a whole bunch of tentacles all woven together. And they haven't been able to figure out what it is. It came from the deepest part of the ocean. And wondering, again, how life... Wasn't it last week, Kara, we were talking about all of those bacteria that live in the ocean and they are eating up the Titanic? That was last week, wasn't it? The week before?
This looks kind of like curly fries to me.
Yeah,
or like a funnel cake that like moves around by itself. Ooh, that's
really? Yakabanga, huh?
There's just a guy holding it. No thanks.
So here's then, we better do some food news as long as we're talking. Maybe that'll end up in somebody's fryer. Cook it up with, squid or octopus that you have
calamari.
Calamari?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Panera Bread announcing it's offering delivery from all their locations. They have 2,100 locations across the country. The chain, which at first sort of held back on doing this. They say they want to need to maintain quality control, but now they're allowing you as a customer to order any kind of, like you can order a bread bowl, a creamy soup, that sort of stuff, and it's being delivered by DoorDash. A hotel I stayed in this weekend had a big sign about DoorDash, and it didn't cost anything to have stuff delivered. So they're competing with Grubhub and Uber Eats, I guess, right? Is DoorDash the latest, the newest outfit to do this? To deliver from restaurants.
Well, I don't know who started first, but
do you do this? Do you have stuff delivered to your house?
I've never done DoorDash or Postmates.
Me either. You ever, Kara? Get any of this stuff delivered?
I did in college with Grubhub more often. That's like a similar type service. I used DoorDash one time, and they say free shipping or whatever, but it's only for the first time. And then after that, I tried to use it again, and unless you buy something worth like $15 or $20. Then, so I'm like, well, what's, I don't need $20 worth of sandwiches or something like that, so I don't think it's worth it.
Sure you do.
I mean,
buy one for the rest of us.
Occasionally, but not every day.
No. All right. Here's a fellow, I was in a Starbucks yesterday with Miles trying to find something that he would drink. Went to the Starbucks. I don't go to Starbucks, but went into the Starbucks looking around. We did a lot of traveling around, looking around yesterday, and we went, for whatever the reason, into Starbucks. So now I find out there's a fellow from Houston who made it his life's mission to visit every Starbucks in the world. The guy's got to be nuts. His name is Rafael Antonio Lozano. He's changed his name to Winter for whatever the reason. He's visited 15,000 Starbucks, spent $150,000 doing it, and he's only halfway through because Starbucks got 30,000 stores around the world. How about that? He was in the Starbucks in Lima, Peru when he made the announcement that he's halfway through. He started I didn't know Starbucks had this many. Now I'm thinking back to when I was in Peru last year. I do remember seeing a couple of Starbucks. They got 1,000 of them in South America. So he says he has a cup of coffee in every one of them.
He must be well caffeinated.
Right. But what is there about you?
Unfortunately for this guy, there were probably way less Starbucks in 1997 when he made the goal. And then thousands more stores have opened. And he's like, dang it.
He says his most favorite city is Paris. When it came to this, he's been in Fukuoka, Japan. He liked that one as well. He says his hobby documents on StarbuckEverywhere.net helped one of his friends coin the term Starbucking. Oh, how clever. He's now.
You can apparently watch the documentary about him.
That's for sure.
I'm a Starbuck. How about this? I'm a Starbucker. I'm a Starbucker. Everywhere I go. 46 after on the DJV program.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so one of the things people appreciate about this program is there always are conversations about things that you didn't know anything about. For example, how many of you knew that now we are borrowing more money from Japan than we are from China? How about that? Okay. Entities, banks in Japan surpassing banks in China as the top foreign lenders. They hold more U.S. Treasury securities. Listen to this. The Chinese owned $1,110,200,000,000 in Treasury securities this year. The Japanese owned about $100 billion. Looking at trillion and billion and all these numbers. So the Chinese and the Japanese now are they were tied in the summer, and now as of the first of this month, the Japanese have owned more Treasury securities than do the Chinese. It all speaks to the craziness of us borrowing more money and spending more money. And people will say, well, that's why the economy is so good, because we have all this borrowed money. I don't know. I can't see it going anyplace good, frankly, with all this borrowed money. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Money Pit. 53 after the hour, Money Pit time. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of the weekend show that helps you prepare for all kinds of things when it comes to your home, the interior, the exterior, advice on where to get things, how to go about doing things. And so with the hurricane on our mind, Tom, you yes. had money, the website. Did I just wake you up? Are you surprised I'm talking to you?
Right? No, I'm paying attention.
Yes, right.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay.
The hurricane is on our mind.
Yes, it is. You have the Money Pit newsletter at MoneyPit.com has 10 ways to stop hurricane damage. Now, this may not be much help for all the stations that carry this program in Florida, but when you move up the coast, it may be that there still are a few things that people might not have thought of. Would you like to give us some of the pithy ideas that you have about hurricane? Because hurricane damage, water damage, wind damage, all of that can be it's taxing on the home. It takes a long time to fix sometimes, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, I don't know how pithy this is, but I mean, I'll give you some practical tips. And the first one, of course, is to secure windows. Now, what's cool about the newest building codes is a lot of the newer homes have hurricane shutters as part of their requirement in those areas. But if you have an older home in that area, or if you just like to do some additional protection, we actually have a post on how to make homemade storm shutters out of plywood, how to connect them to your house with the least amount of damage to the siding and that sort of thing. So we have the step-by-step on how to do that. And then some practical ideas on the types of damage that hurricanes do. A lot of it has to do with uplift and wind damage. And there's a simple piece of hardware called a hurricane tie-down that if your home doesn't have it in the framing system, it's a good idea to add it. There's different types of brackets that basically support the floor framing to the foundation and the roof framing to the wall framing and so on. It's not a terribly complicated job to install them. And it's a little uncomfortable because you've got to get into some tight places, but it can be done. The next thing is your garage door. It's actually one of the weaker.
Can you hold on just a second? How do you, with a couple of nails or a couple of screws, hold? This is like those joist things. Right? Those things made out of metal that you put to hold the
brackets.
Floor down.
Yeah.
So you're holding it down. This is what you're trying to do is hold it from going up.
Right,
and that's not normally done. The house isn't built to worry about it.
That's right. That's
keep
right.
The roof on.
Yeah,
don't worry
this is
flying off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is designed to help you when gravity no longer counts. Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Garage doors, Doug. You know, that's a very weak door for most homes, and reinforcing those doors is something that you can do. You can do that simply with 2x4s behind the doors to stop them from flexing and buckling inwards, because if the door breaks its seal, then the air gets inside the house, and that could actually
so you
make
nail
it worse.
Onto the frame of the door. Is that what you're
well,
suggesting?
Not necessarily nail, but here's what the way I've done it is I've taken the 2x4 and I've cut it to fit inside the garage door track.
Yeah.
So in a couple of places, right?
Yeah,
I have the 2x4 is pressed up against the back side of the garage door, having it sit right inside the track. Of course, disconnect the garage door opener because you don't want to try to open the door when that's lumber's in there. But that does a pretty good job of taking the flex out of that sort of weaker part of the garage door. Now, in terms of flooding, you know, you've heard me say many times before when we talk about floods in basements and crawl spaces that all has to do with the gutters and the grading, and that still applies to the heavy rain we get with hurricanes. Now, we're not talking about tidal flooding because we can't control that, but if you just have heavy rain and you're in higher elevations, you can still get a lot of flooding into those lower spaces. If your downspouts are not clean, they're not extended 4, 5, 6 feet from the foundation, that water will collect at that perimeter and then end up in the lower areas. So if you've got those basements, make sure you're paying attention to that. It's a good idea, of course, to trim any big overhanging trees that are, especially those that may be damaged or diseased, and go around your yard and pick up all the different accoutrements that you like to look at. We're talking about the flower pots,
the window,
chairs.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, because they become projectiles. Exactly.
Yes.
Get rid of all that stuff and put it away. You know, the other thing, of course, is more long-term. You want to make sure you have flood insurance. You want to make sure that you have backup generators. You can install systems to prevent surges and spikes. We've seen lots of damage from just lightning strikes that are brought along by hurricanes. Make sure that you have records for your home in terms of a go bag. You know, all the most important medical and property records in one place that you can grab them and go, and don't rely only on your electronic versions because, of course, those could be easily damaged.
That advice you gave me when I put in the generator a couple of years ago was very, very practical, very sound. You don't have to get a big whole house generator. You can buy one for $300 or $400 and they'll power the important stuff. But having it is a very, it's a wonderful relief, if you will. Tom Crichton.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.